The next case for argument is 25-1343, Echolink Intelligent Technology v. Roku. We're ready. You don't need to sit down. We're ready for you whenever you're ready. Mr. Bokar?
Yes. Good morning. May it please the Court. Eric Bokar for Appellant Echolink. Echolink asks the Court to reverse the Board's holding that the challenge device claims 1, 2, 11, and 12 are invalid as obvious over Lamb and Williams and Sharma alone for two reasons. First, the Board erred in its construction of timed alarm signal. Second, if the Court does not overturn that construction of timed alarm signal, Roku cannot meet its burden to show that Lamb is prior art to the 340 patent based on the prior art challenge. Based on the challenge device claims under the Board's construction.
Okay. Frankly, I'd like you to begin with the claim construction because I am really having a hard time understanding what the problem is with the claim construction that was adopted.
Sure. Yeah.
Frankly, that's just where I am.
No, I think you're on point.
It says, the claim says timed alarm signal for initiating a timer, right?
Yes.
Construction is a signal in an alarm system for initiating a timer associated with the security panel. What's wrong with that?
Well, Your Honor, let me start by saying that starting by the phrase timed alarm signal, right, where that Board's construction purports to give effect to the term timed, okay, by adding the language for initiating a timer associated with a security panel. But that only repeats the timer functionality that's already later recited in the claim. So if you look at Claim 1, the claims become circular and redundant and effectively reads Claim 1 as a signal for initiating a timer for initiating a timer. It gives no meaning to the actual portion of the claim that is an alarm signal.
There are times where claims, the language of a claim will define or provide a definition for a term in the claim. I mean, we've seen that many times.
Yes, it can. But usually that functional language that is added to the claim isn't verbatim redundant of later claim language, right?
Well, is there something wrong? I mean, take the claim construction. Does that not characterize what your claim is about? Is there some error in terms of what the claim construction says?
Yes, there is, Judge. So if we unpack that functional language and we look at, and as we've argued, the alarm signal has to relate to that phrase, a signal in an alarm system. But if you comb through the spec, you comb through the claims, you comb through the prosecution history, and I can give you cites to all of this, and we argued it in our briefs, that there are a number of signals in an alarm system that can include a bypass signal and include a status signal and can include an alarm signal as well. So construing the term alarm signal in this claim to just mean any signal in an alarm system, that can't be right.
But that's not what the construction was. The construction isn't any signal in an alarm system. It was a timed signal, right, that initiates a timer associated with the security panel. And I understand your concern is that the claim construction doesn't include, as I understand it, I think you're arguing that the Board erred by not requiring also that it indicate that an alarm condition has occurred.
Yes. So,
and you read that in from the use of the word alarm in the claim term, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. So if I may, I'm just going to read what Echolink's proposed construction is so we can see the differences here. That Echolink's proposed construction is a signal that indicates an alarm condition, as Judge Stoll pointed out, and instructs to initiate a security response after a period of time is not canceled. I think, if not canceled.
But how do you read that into the claim? What is your basis for saying that the intrinsic evidence supports reading that in?
So if we look at the specification at Appendix 89, and we're at Column 10, lines 14 to 21, you'll see that the It specifically says, defines the alarm system. The alarm signal comprises a notification that a local alarm condition has been detected.
I'm sorry. At column 10, line 14, starting in any case. Is that the sentence?
I think that's the sentence, and I'm going to read a fragment from there. The alarm signal comprises a notification that a local alarm condition has been detected. Okay. That's that alarm condition requirement that is included in Echolink's construction. I will next point you to the appendix 67.
I just want to note that doesn't say timed alarm signal. It just says alarm signal, right?
Yes. So I'm gonna point you now to appendix 67, which is actually in the abstract. Okay. It recites. And this is the when the security response has to occur. It recites a timed alarm signal causes a security response to be generated if a predetermined time period elapses without a user canceling the security response. So based on at least those two passages, and there are other examples in the spec and in our briefing, that the construction that Echolink proposes includes the what is an alarm signal, and it also includes the timing requirement when. Okay, and if I think another pointed example of this,
column 4 on page 886.
Yes,
starting at line 16, I'm sure you're familiar with this quote. Instead, a timed alarm signal is generated by the barrier alarm device and transmitted to a security panel, which in response starts a countdown timer and instructs a person to cancel a security response from occurring if a certain action is taken before the countdown timer expires. So, therefore, the barrier alarm device, which is what's claimed, is transmitting the timed alarm signal to a security panel. And that's the timed alarm signal. Then, perhaps, the security panel itself will eventually trigger an alarm after the timer expires. But that's the role and function of the security panel. And right now, we're just trying to figure out what is the role and function of the timed alarm signal that's being transmitted by the barrier alarm device. So in that way, there's two different devices with two different roles that perform two different functions, right? There's the barrier alarm device over here. It issues a signal to the second device. The second device will then trigger a timer, and after a period of time, depending on whatever happens, that second device will eventually perhaps issue the alarm. But that's completely separate and apart from what the actual point is of the timed alarm signal, which is to basically send an instruction to the security panel to start a timer.
That's a great point, Judge Shen. Claims 1, 2, 11, and 12, we're only talking about this barrier alarm device. This security panel is unclaimed, right? So we have to be talking about this timed signal as it occurs and is generated by the barrier detection device. And I also point you to...
Claim 1 does talk about the security panel, right?
It does, but it recites...
The timed alarm signal is nothing more than a communication from the barrier alarm device, which is claimed, to an offstage device, right? The security panel.
Right.
And this happens all the time in claims where your claim is devoted to just one device over a broader system, and then you're saying, okay, my claimed device is going to be talking to an offstage device, and this is what the point is of this communication. And right here in column 4, it seems to me that the point of the communication of the timed alarm signal is simply to inform or tell or instruct some offstage device to start a timer, period. And if that's the case, that's completely consistent not only with the claim language, which actually talks about initiating a timer, but it's also consistent with the claim construction.
I don't think it's consistent with the claim construction as the board construed it, no. Because it adds that language in it, unpacking that time, that alarm signal that we just talked about. That alarm signal is distinct from any other signal in the...
You keep saying alarm signal, and I just want to make sure that you and I are on the same page. I'm thinking timed alarm signal, okay? So I would appreciate if you just say timed alarm signal every single time, because I get a bad feeling every time you say alarm signal, you're actually talking about and thinking about some other kind of signal going on in this patent.
So I'll do my best to do that, Judge Chen. But let me point you to column 11, lines 33 to column 12, line 3. And maybe we can talk about more about the alarm signal and why the board's construction is incorrect.
Column 11, what line?
33. It's a long passage extended.
Long passage.
It is. And I'm not going to belabor the court with reading it all verbatim. But if you pour through that, you'll see that this passage discusses an alarm signal.
Where does it say timed alarm signal?
It doesn't.
Okay.
Okay. It discusses an alarm signal. It discusses a bypass signal. It discusses status signals. Okay. So if the operation of this barrier alarm device, it requires a barrier status detection device, which sends in this passage a status signal detecting that the barrier of a window or a door is open. And then it also has a human detection device, which sends a status signal whether a human is present inside the interior of the home or space you're protecting. Once those two status signals are received, then the barrier alarm device generates a timed alarm signal, right? So because this passage and the barrier alarm device requires status signals and an alarm signal, construing an alarm signal to be a signal in an alarm system for initiating a timer doesn't make any sense.
Except the language is a timed alarm signal. The timed alarm signal for initiating a timer associated with the security panel. That is the plain claim language, right? So it's one of the most important things we look at when we're trying to interpret a term.
Yeah, I think an example here, and I don't pass my time, but I'll answer your question with an example of a different term in claim, that appears in Claim 2 and Claim 12. It's immediate alarm signal. Okay, the board construed, and Roku agreed with this construction, they construed immediate alarm signal to mean a signal that itself indicates an alarm condition and instructs to immediately initiate a security response. Okay, that immediate and timed tell you when. So there's the only difference between immediate alarm signal and timed alarm signal in these two claims is the timing of it. An alarm signal tells you what kind of signal is sent. And the board and Roku agree that the alarm signal needs to be a signal that indicates an alarm condition.
Okay, you're into your rebuttal, so why don't we hear from the other side? We'll save you.
Good morning. May it please the court, Scott McEwen of Wolf, Greenfield, and Sachs on behalf of Appellee Roku. The board spent 20 pages on claim construction. This is in the appendix at 7 through 27. The vast majority of that conversation was about the timed alarm signal. And the board construed that terminology in accordance with this court's precedent. It found no lexicography. It found no disavowal. It found no disclaimer. And it construed it as informed by the full claim and specification, specifically citing to, this is at Appendix 12, the final written decision, cites to Appendix 93, which is the patent itself, column 17, 63 through column 8, line 3. And what that passage explains to Judge Chen's point is it's a communication. It's a signal. It is a signal that the processor identifies as a timed alarm signal and then follows its own programming to determine if there's an alarm condition. So an alarm condition is in And we'll set aside for a minute whether or not that construction was even raised below. But in Echo Link's argument, they say, well, the timed alarm signal has to indicate an alarm condition. The entirety of this patent explains that the processor identifies the alarm condition, and it goes so far at column 9, so this is Joint Appendix at 89, as defining an alarm condition as something that's identified by a processor.
Are you suggesting, just to make sure I understand, are you suggesting that the specification is defines the term timed alarm signal to a level of lexicography?
No, not at all. What I'm saying is what is defined is alarm condition, which is basically what they're arguing is the timed alarm signal itself must identify an alarm condition. And what I'm saying is the specification makes clear that an alarm condition is determined by the processor. So you have an alarm signal, goes to the processor runs its programming. Is this an alarm condition that I need to sound the siren, flash some lights, et cetera? So to propose a construction where the signal itself is identifying something that the processor can only determine with its programming.
The processor being in the security panel.
Right, in the receiver of the claim in the security panel. So
the timed alarm signal itself represents that an alarm condition has been identified.
It is a representation of some functionality of the alarm system. Whether or not an alarm condition, which is trigger the alarm, you would have to, okay, here comes the timed alarm signal. Now the processor knows that it has to wait for a certain duration. Maybe somebody comes in and punches the keypad. The alarm condition would only be when that keypad doesn't see the code, right? The alarm condition is sound the alarm, right? The alarm condition is of my sensors, I have a certain scheme that's stored in memory, and based on a certain combination and you know, various windows being open and what zone they're in, then the processor determines the condition. So the alarm signals are, you can think of them as a suite of control signals that come into the processor, and the condition to trigger the alarm is determined by the programming.
Is it your position that the term timed alarm signal is broad enough to include just indicating a timer associated with the security panel as well as indicating an alarm and a timer associated with the security panel?
I would say it's consistent with what the board said is a timed signal for starting a timer. It doesn't need to indicate any specific...
But it could. In other words, if you're reading on...
It would depend upon the programming of the processor. There may be, and this is made
clear... Just asking if you think the word is broad enough that it could include both embodiments.
Certainly, Your Honor. And I would point out that Claim 6, which was rejected by the board and was not appealed, includes the language first alarm signal. And it was for opening a barrier, and the claim makes clear later on in Claim 6 that there are other sensors that the processor is looking at. So earlier on, I believe my colleague cited the column 11, which is referencing some of Claim 6 functionality. That doesn't support their argument. It disproves it, which is why they didn't appeal that claim up here. First alarm signal in Claim 6 is just an indication of a window being opened, right? And the rest of Claim 6 talks about, well, okay, we have a window open. Now let's wait. If it's in a zone where we have a timed alarm signal, we have to see if there's motion detection. And so there's a process that goes through. So alarm signal is not indicating any specific alarm condition. These are control signals. And that is essentially what the board held in accordance with this court's precedent. So absent further questions, I rest on the briefs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just think one quick point is I think that the panel is all over that this alarm signal needs to sense an alarm condition, and that alarm condition needs to be sent to an unclaimed security panel that's not recited in the challenge device claims. Our issue, and just to circle back on it, is the board's construction captures only the language already recited in the claim, that initiating a timer sequence, it's already there. It's absolutely redundant and it makes no sense. It's illogical, and it never explains what the signal in the signal is in the alarm system, right? It can't be right to say that an alarm signal simply means sent any signal sent in an alarm system, as we discussed it.
Right. Let's assume for the moment we agree with that. It's not any signal that's sent to an alarm system. It's a signal sent to the security panel to instruct the security panel to start a timer.
But only if an alarm condition is sensed, and that's only occurs if two status signals from the human detection device and the barrier status determination device are also received by the barrier alarm device. And then,
can you just try one more time and tell us what it is you want the construction of timed alarm signal to have that's apparently above and beyond what the board supplied? And don't read out your construction, your proposed construction, because it's a little too abstract. Why don't you just try to explain to me what's the extra narrowing limitation that the claim term demands?
It needs to give meaning to what the alarm is.
That doesn't help me. Be a little more concrete.
So an alarm signal has to...
A timed alarm signal.
A timed alarm signal. But if we agree for the moment that timed is taken care of by that phrase for initiating a timer, right?
Just tell me what's the extra thing that's missing from the construction that you want the construction to have.
The signal needs to indicate an alarm condition. That's all I had.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank both sides. The case is submitted.